This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia.
Good afternoon.
And welcome to today's edition of Suki Yam on Campus FM. And today we're going to discuss a topic which our forefathers held so much at heart, herbal remedies. Yes, I'm referring to these islands at a time when our forefathers lived off the land and so close to the land that they were so knowledgeable about the herbs which grew around them and used them to prevent and cure illnesses. Dr. Lydia, did this happen as well in your country?
Of course, and not only in my country. Actually, all pharmacy came out from the herbal medicine, herbal and mineral medicine. So the root of modern medicine is in herbalism. Then later on, the science found a way how to make the remedy from synthetic way. But the base is all herbal material. And your country is extremely rich for that, and especially now is the season. Malta is green now.
Yes, in fact, we have a very prominent personality in this herbal field, and I'm referring to French Talarp. I'm sure you must have heard about him, Dr. Lydia.
Yes, I heard, and I visit his place, and it's just, it's your blessing, because it's a big knowledge behind this simplicity, and I think now is the time when people need to rediscover this knowledge and the benefit, and especially modern medicine, because pharmaceutical medicine have more and more side effect on human organism. So we need to see what the nature is offering to us.
Yes, in fact, I found some information about this famous Maltese healer. And he was very much known for healing, but also to hear and counsel people. He also used to perform as a veterinary, as well as advisor on matters of body and soul. And in his use of herbs for medical purposes, French Talarp would compound a delicate mixture of, for instance, 14 herbs to be used against traumas, for example. His sister learned this herbal mix and used to do it also, but it was he who fixed other herbal medicine and especially creams against bone pains and arthritis and more. In fact, here, Dr. Lydia, you know, I'm really surprised. A mix of 14 herbs.
Yes, definitely, it needs to be rediscovered. What I was impressed with, French Talarp, for me, is the integration of actually nearly all medicine, Margaret, what we did discuss already in the previous programs. He was you can call him homeopathist, you can call him parasitologist, you can call him therapist, you can call him aromatherapist, you can call him, of course, herbalist, water therapist, and psychotherapist. Because from my discovery, I found he used the prayer. And the power of the prayer, it's a sound, what we spoke before. It's a particular words, it's vibrations. You can call French Talarp is the one of the great doctor on vibrational medicine.
Mm-hmm. In fact, this woman, Loretta Camilleri, I don't know whether this woman is still alive. Many Godsitan women, you see, used to use herbs as, you know, healing. And this Loretta says, my mother was always at French Talarp, who was known to have healing powers and had great knowledge of natural remedies and ways of curing. He had healed many people from the villages with his medicine. So my mom used a lot of the same herbal fusions, and persons came to her also. Later we started to make the same herbal medicine ourselves. And there are more people talking about French Talarpe's healing remedies. Emilia Muscat, another one who uses herbal remedies as treatment. During my childhood and my youth, I knew of the potential for healing as well as the detriment that herbs can procure to your body due to the fact that I lived on a farm with the pigs and the cows. I used to go herding and in the meantime cut and pick grass. I still remember my mother saying, "This is smooth sow thistle. This is called wallflower, or this and that."
Yes, very interesting, Margaret. I'm still, even after 17 years being in your island, I'm still discovering Malta, and it is a lot of dimensions what is still hidden. We're always talking about the practical side of our talk, and in my latest discoveries, I found a lot of Maltese herbs have antifungal and antiparasitical benefit. What does it mean? Your country is quite humid, and it's a very good field for the fungal infection to grow. If we will speak in general what is going on now, it's more and more evidence of people suffering with candidosis. Candidosis is a fungal infection and creating a lot of allergy, food intolerance. Sometimes it's misdiagnosed, like people not intolerant to the particular food, but because they have this overcandidosis, they're creating this reaction towards some particular food, allergic reaction. What is the remedy, how we can move out of that problems? Because it's to get the parasitosis and fungal infection, it means our tissues of the body, our organs are weakened, and the parasites are always taking the blood from our body, infected us with the product of their metabolism. Some of them even have a poison during their lifetime. They have excreting poison toxins. So it make people lethargic, it make people allergic, it's creating a lot of possibilities for chronic condition, including the cancer. So what is the remedy in your island can we discuss about? So first of all, it's the time. Maltese time is fantastic. It's actually much stronger than the time from many other countries because you have a lack of water. So your herbs have overpower state. And with the small doses, you can really help your body to get rid from the fungus. Which way you can use it? As we discussed before, one of the simple way is the infusion. Yes, I will repeat. One of the easiest way is just to use the thermos, put handful of herbs in the thermos, but if it's dry material, and use about 1.5, maximum 2 liters of hot water. Close the thermos and keep it for 2-3 hours. If it's staying overnight, it's also okay. Then next morning you need to remove the water to separate the water from the herbs and keep it in the fridge. So for half an hour, 15 minutes before your meal, it means 3 times a day, for 1/3 of a glass, it's about 50-70 milliliters, recommended to use it.
Yes.
The other herbs, what also you can easily find in Malta and in Godzom, is a sage. Sage is beneficial for many reasons, including the woman's disease, like an irregular period or overbleeding, or also chronic inflammation, ovarian inflammation, and even endometriosis. So need to use it on the same way. the time and the sage is suitable with each other, so you can do it on the same thermos. Uh-huh. So, but you need to decrease the doses, of course. The maximum dose is your handful. Uh-huh. So it means half and half. The other remedy herb in your island is the marjoram and mint. So it's have another antifungal and antiparasitic effect. It's also soothing. It's releasing the spasm, in intestinal spasm. And so it's already like a bouquet if we will make in one thermos four different herbs for different needs. So you already have a beneficial remedy.
I found something very interesting about farmers. You know, farmers themselves, they used to live close to land. Well, they still do, don't they? And so they know all about the herbs that are growing in the fields. And farmers themselves, you see, knew about herbal medicine and use it very frequently in Malta. And, for instance, this Anton Attart says that his father, he used to fry rue, the rue shrub, and then he would spread its oils on that part of the body which was sore. He also used shheterich by boiling it and spread it against pain, and he used it also as a cough medicine. There's also more information here about this woman saying, this Emilia Muscat saying, I still remember my mother using herbs and plants as remedies for a variety of pains and afflictions. I recollect her picking and compounding mixed herbs in a sort of cream, which we used against skin pimples. When one of us children had a bad wound, she used to wash it properly in warm water with boiled herbs. And she says, she also says, that she also used them on the farm animals, the cows and the pigs especially, usually for diarrhea. There was chamomile. However, my mother used this flower for other health problems. Today, through my studies, I came to know and use it for more. But I remember mother saying that to use chamomile to cure diarrhea, one needed to fast for a time. On the other hand, if someone tended to be constipated, one had to use chamomile infusion thicker than usual.
Yes, I would like to add to that also the fantastic herb Shkartapetra. It's a very small herb, and from many people, Maltese people, even foreigners, I heard about fantastic result with the kidney stone disease, gallbladder stone disease, and arthritis, problems with the spine, and also together, Shkartapetra, together with the herbs what I mentioned before, have this spasmolytic effect. I forget to mention all of these herbs have an antiseptic effect. So during the Second World War, people was using these remedies with the deficiency of antibiotics and anti-inflammatory remedies. So they was using these herbs as an antiseptic. So to reduce the infection of the injuries and the inflammation. Also for, you are very rich with the herb called fennel, yes, wild fennel and mm-hmm. anise seed. Mm-hmm. So the anise, very well known in Malta is the anise liqueur. But even without the sugar, as an infusion, it's very, very good for small children who suffered with the flatulence and spasms and tummy pain, abdomen pain. So you can recommend it to the young mothers as a remedy. Start just with a few drops and see the reaction of the babies.
This is Margaret Arjus, and you're listening to Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing herbal remedies. Well, we have to say, Dr. Lydia, that these herbs, we find them in the meadows, we find them in the fields, they're growing everywhere, aren't they? In fact, one herb we grew up with, you know, which used to grow along the wayside as well, is the famous hurrir in Maltese, stinging nettle. And I found some information about it and its use for bronchitis, to strengthen hair, nails and teeth, diabetes, produces milk. It's a tranquilizer, a diuretic, rich in chlorophyll, for anemia, against pimples and rash. Incredible, such a very everyday normal herb growing everywhere, and we consider it more as a pest. Yeah. And there it is, and it has all these healing effects.
Yes, actually, hurrir have the richest percentage of silica. Our body built up from silica. All the membranes of our cells, our hair. Many people suffered with the hair loss or weakened hair because of the chemical shampoos and different type of hygiene, synthetic hygiene. So the deficiency of the silica now is everywhere. And if we're using this hurrir, at least in the seasons, like now is the season, it's very, very beneficial. You can make a soup, or you can make it together with the spinach, some dishes. Hurrir is not strickled, not painful when you put some hot water on it.
Mm-hmm. So because it's quite prickly and thorny, isn't
prickly,
it,
yes.
As a plant?
But if you put it in hot water, it's gone.
Okay.
Even if you dry, it's also gone. So you can add it to your any dishes. You can make an infusion together with the other teas. And you can wash your hair even. You can put like a mask with the leaves. Or also you can just use it as a conditioner after you wash your hair. At the end you can put it around your hair. You can keep it with the towel. Or you just can dry it. And it will be very beneficial.
Incredible. Another herb, which is blackberry, bramble. Again, very common herb. And it's used to cure coughs, sore throats, to gargle with. It's put on hemorrhoids. It's used against diarrhea and against constipation.
Mm-hmm. I can also add again, Margaret, your fantastic, it's actually not a herb, it's a fruit, haruba.
The haruba.
It's rich with the
carob tree.
The carob tree. It's rich with the oligosaccharide, and the oligosaccharide one of the best cancer fighter. So
really?
I really recommend Maltese to use their own haruba, because what I saw in the market, most powder is coming from Sicily and Italy. But you have your own fruit, and it's fantastic fruit. You even can eat it. It's very sweet.
I think we only use it as a cough medicine in Malta.
Yes, together with the sugar, unfortunately.
Ah,
better
okay.
To mix it together with the honey. And
so what do you do? Do you boil it?
No.
Do you take the carob itself?
Yes, remove the seeds from it.
Yes.
And then you need to use the liquidizer, the processor. So you're making a mask.
So raw?
Raw.
Ah, you use it
and
raw.
And then you're mixing it together with the honey. If you want, if you like, you can add lemon, slices of lemon together with the skin, because the lemon skin is another plant what is just a blessing.
Lemon skin?
Lemon skin is a very strong antiseptic. Very strong antibiotics, natural antibiotics. So you can use it for the salad. You just can squeeze the skin and you can spread around your salad and you will have fantastic, fantastic effect.
We have, you know, all these beneficial things around us, but do we realize?
I think you can be one of the most healthy nation. But unfortunately, like everywhere, we lost the root, the connection with that.
True.
So maybe now it is the time to remember about it. And also need to be careful because many of these herbs growing near the road.
Yes, you have to be careful.
Yes,
avoid
the pollution,
those.
Especially the lead from the exhaust pipe, the gas of the car. So very poison.
Yes. You know, another plant we used to joke about and play with was Fa'us al-Hmir, squirting cucumber, which grows along the wayside. And they are these balls, round balls, and we used to stamp on them, and they used to squirt the seeds, which they could be dangerous, I think, eh, if they finished in the eyes. And we used to play around a lot with them, and I found that they are a strong laxative, used against paralysis mm-hmm. and rheumatism.
It's exactly what is the one of the most popular diseases in Malta, yeah? Rheumatism, paralysis, arthritis. Probably you know, Margaret, Malta, unfortunately, is the champion of the world on asthma disease.
In so what sense?
The worst.
A high incidence,
yes,
no?
Yes,
ah,
yes.
Not that we found a cure.
No, unfortunately not.
We're far away from that, aren't
the
we?
The cure is near, so...
It's under our noses, it
yes,
seems.
Yes, yes, just need to remove the artificial food from the table, that's it.
Another plant which grows in our field is the kidney vetch, the Scilla selvaggia. And Scilla talblat, also it's called. And again, against rheumatism... Psoriasis, so many people suffer from psoriasis, wounds, burns, arthritis, pain, cough, diarrhea, and as a laxative.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget also to add about the oranges, because the oranges contain very high level of vitamin C, natural stuff of vitamin C. Unfortunately, with gastritis, it's not really recommended. But to prevent the gastritis, it's better not to buy the orange in the bottle, but to buy with the sugar, but to buy
exactly.
just the real oranges.
Because the oranges you normally find are the ones in bottles with sugar.
Yes, but in the same time, as you see, a lot of Maltese gardens have oranges and the bouquet full of oranges. So, and the oranges, the prices are very, very, very easy to buy for
yes, that's
nearly
true.
Everybody can afford it.
Yes, another very common herb in Malta is fidlo'om, which is borage. And it's used against cough, bronchitis, helps to produce mother's milk. You can put it on a bump, inflamed wound. It's a diuretic, and it makes you sweat. Something I don't do, Dr. Lydia. Mm-hmm. So there you are.
Beyond of everything what we mentioned, most of these herbs are very tasty. So when you're adding them into your food, you will experience fantastic taste. So people will realize that the vegetarian food is very, very tasty, full of different aromas and different nuances what you can experience. You can really enjoy this food if you're adding these herbs.
And what about, you know, the haba, the basil, which nowadays they give it to you for free, you know, if you go
yes.
and buy vegetables.
Yes, and rucola, yeah.
And rucola.
Rucola, so it's a bitter taste. It's very beneficial for the liver function. Rucola is also good antiseptic. It helps the digestive system to regulate the peristaltic, so it's good for constipation. And have a very good fiber. And beyond of everything, it's all leafy greens. So what have amino acids, the bricks for the proteins.
And I'm reading here that this haba, this sweet basil, is very good against fever. It helps with the function of the bladder and the kidneys. And it's used to scare mosquitoes.
It's also very good for depression, the basil.
Basil?
Yes, basil. So it has this antidepressive effect. So you can use it as an infusion with the salads, just to pick up from
so
the garden.
So when you say infusion with hot water?
With hot water.
With hot water.
Yes.
You leave it in the thermos
yeah.
for
and
a few hours?
Yes, you can drink.
And then you can drink it. And if you take it raw, you put it with a salad?
Yes, it's also very good.
Also very good.
Very good.
But yeah. the infusion is much more effective?
Infusion is more effective, yes.
Okay. And we have a lot of, you know, now people are preparing for their presepio in Malta for the crib for Christmas. And we find a lot of wild thyme, which we call satar and pleu. And incredible here, it's saying that it helps with the function of the stomach against bad breath, catarrh, asthmatic bronchitis. It's an antispasmodic. It's an antiseptic, astringent, against diarrhea, helps gums. The list is
endless.
endless. Arthritis, rheumatism, rash,
yes,
pimples.
This is why I start to mention thyme from the beginning. We forget about the rosemary.
Yes,
so it's another
true.
Remedy for many functions. It's very popular in aromatherapy. It's calming. It's regulating female's period, menstruational cycle. It's also good for relationship. It's a very soft aphrodisiac. It's have an antiseptic and antiparasitic effect, regulating the enzyme life in our digestive system. Improving the memory. So it's also have a sort of spiritual effect because it's attuning the mind to percept some very high vibrations. So it's working on the energy level.
Well, these herbs, of course, there are so many herbs even growing in Malta. The list is endless. And they're there right under our noses. We go for a walk in the countryside. They're everywhere. All you have to do is get the right information, you know, so that you can spot the right plant, of course. So, Dr. Lydia, what do you have in store for us for our next program?
I think in the next program we can discuss about the fruits.
About fruit?
Yes. The fruits also have a fantastic benefit for our health, which we are unaware about. And unfortunately, we are using a lot of fruits what coming abroad.
Yes.
So we're not appreciating the fruit what is here. So we can discuss about it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. And I just hope that today as well we managed to find a reply to a few of your questions and managed to challenge you to investigate and look further into alternative therapies. If you'd like to listen to us at your leisure without any time schedule, then you can do this on www.multiuniversitybroadcasting.com. Please share this information with your friends and you can go on the series Sukiyam at any time of the day. This is Margaret Arjus on Campus FM and would like to sign off with this thought. Until man duplicates a blade of grass, nature can laugh at his so-called scientific knowledge. Remedies from chemicals will never stand in favor compared with the products of nature. The living cell of the plant, the final result of the rays of the sun, the mother of all life.